Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1551, air date March 27th, 2025.
So the title of today's talk is Four Solutions That Enable You to Transform the World. And that's what we want to walk through. Some of you may have heard this, but I wanted to really walk through the depth of what we've created. Thanks, Suresh. So let's begin. There are four solutions that we're going to go over, which are the foundations of what we do. The first solution is literally the technology, the dashboard, as Suresh showed you, the curricula, theory as well as practical training that everyone has to go through to educate people to understand the science of systems in a very practical way. So that's the foundation. And if you're going to carry like a trident, it's the staff. Everyone must go through that if you're serious about understanding how systems work. If you use the word system and you use it in a cavalier way, the curriculum we put together brings you to understand this in a much more professional manner. In a scientific way, what is a system? In a way that you can articulate it to other people, you understand the principles of systems. And these principles are invariant. They occur within you, outside of you, everywhere in the universe. And once you understand these foundational principles, you really wake up out of your ignorance. The people in power are very, very organized. They choose the best to learn system science, and they make sure they use those principles of system science to manipulate you and control you. Our movement in many ways is doing the same thing. We put out a pretty broad, you know, thousands and thousands of videos out there that have reached, you know, half a billion people. People have seen our videos. Out of that pool of a billion people, some people will then go to, shatter the swarm. Other people, as Suresh said, will go to the Get Off the Plantation course. And another set of people become Truth From Health Warrior Scholars. It's a very elite group of people. And out of that, some people actually complete the Truth From Health Warrior course. And then other people become leaders. Very, very evolved state of consciousness to go through that process. And then people get on the ground. They start articulating this. So the Truth Freedom Health program is looking for the best of the best. If you're undisciplined and you sort of just want to dick around and you're an unconscious incompetent, meaning you think you know it all, this is not the place for you because you're not really going to make it and you're really not going to serve anyone. You can help, you can volunteer in other ways, but from a curricula understanding, it's not going to serve you well. So we're looking for people who actually want to study this and learn it, particularly people out there who talk a big game, you know, talk about how the establishment sucks and da 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 da. Well, out of those subset of people, there will be people who actually want to learn the mechanics of how systems work. So that is, if I can, I can share my screen, right, Suresh?
Yes, Dr. That,
that's fundamentally, I'm going to move this around. Yeah, that's fundamentally Truth Freedom Health. And to understand that, you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Again, these websites are take a lot of effort to organize, tremendous amount of intellectual effort, you know, design effort. You got to make things visual. So this is the staff of one of those four solutions. Very simple slogan, get educated or be enslaved. A whole range of curriculum, a whole range of technology, solutions, but it's ultimately about you raising your consciousness and then you being able to connect with other people. So your you know, your intellectual capacity, your is literally directly related to who you associate with. If you hang around with a bunch of idiots, you're going to become an idiot. You will. If you hang around with people who have no ambition, you will end up having no ambition. If you hang around with people who have a very limited view of the world, you will have a limited view of the world. If you want to have a very expansive, deep view of the world that's community-oriented, that's inspiring, that not just gives hope, not hopium, but a tangible way to go from point A to point B to elevate yourself and others, well, this is that community. So we have these cards. You say, a very simple, again, it took a lot of effort to design these cards, Save Yourself. It's got our branding, and people hand out these cards. But this takes a high degree of consciousness to get on the ground and want to hand out these cards, because now you're interacting with other human beings. And in a very simple card, you're explaining to people, look, cost of living is going up, lifespan is going down. And then you're inviting them to scan this code and go to Shatter the Swarm so they get educated. If you go through the site, it's organized. I know you guys played some of the testimonials, but these are stories of everyday people like you. This movement is made up of working people. It's not trust fund kids. It's not Donald Trump Jr., you know, or Trump or Booby Kennedy's kids, right? They're not going to join this. They have no interest in joining this because they have no interest in changing the world, because the world is serving them quite well, okay? But you will go through various stories of people's transformative experiences. You can understand the many ways that we win. But fundamentally, the entire curriculum here is based on scientific research. There's a very important paper I wrote about, I think, 10 or 15 years ago now. But I wanted to understand the nature of all systems from thousands of years ago to now. That resulted in this paper, which became the foundation of the curriculum you guys all get. This too is accessible for everyone to learn. But this is a very powerful paper because it reviews systems from ancient times, medical systems, healthcare systems, pharmaceutical systems, systems biology. It goes through every range of systems, molecular systems, engineering systems. And then it concludes that the fact that the entire universe is composed of what we call intelligent systems. I'm not going to go through this diagram, but this is what you would learn in an MIT graduate course. It's a control system. Very simple diagram, but don't E equals MC squared is a simple equation. This diagram reveals the nature of all systems in the universe. Now, you could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and some people probably should spend that so they value stuff because they're very driven by money. But we charge $100 for our course, not $100,000, because we wanted to make it accessible. If you're an adult and you go through the course, you can give it away to children. We're actually going to create an addition for high schools, okay? But you will understand what that diagram is. You will understand that the elites have a goal. You will understand that they're watching everything you do. You will understand they make decisions to input stuff into society that affects the forces of transport, conversion, storage to get the output they deserve as I walk through Shatter the Swarm. And you will then understand that systems understanding, which came out of over the last 100 years, interestingly enough, my discovery was that the systems understanding is also revealed in 20,000 years old system of medicine. They just called it different terms. And this is what's called a Rosetta Stone. This gives you now a bridge to understand health in a very different way than what goes on in your body. But this foundational paper began the basis of the course in system science I taught at MIT, taught all over the world. And all of you get to be the beneficiaries of that. But that's brought to you by Truth Freedom Health. You can use this systems understanding to understand that information is not the way to liberation. There's lots of information out there. Lots of any Tom, Dick, and Harry can get a microphone and video and start doing videos. In fact, people are just using ChatGPT to make videos. Okay, they don't even have to do any more work. There's an inundation of infinite amount of content. But as you can see, just because there's lots of content doesn't mean people are getting healthier or more truth, et cetera. Information is not wisdom. So the elites are pummeling people with information, the swarm. They're leading people to essentially complacency, desperation, and division through this process of ignorance and illusion and confusion. You just pump so much information, people don't know what to do. The only way out of this is knowledge. Now, knowledge is not information. Knowledge is the ability to connect information to get to wisdom. This demands the science of systems. So I want you to just look at that diagram. Why do you need system science? Because to connect information to get to wisdom, you need knowledge. But to get knowledge, you need system science. So we live in a very interesting world right now. There's, in spite of all the information, the ignorance is growing exponentially. And when you start becoming wise, it's very important to understand that you can easily become isolated. This is why we believe we must build community. As we educate people, people need a home to connect with others so they can grow, and then they can become a source of light for educating other people. And those who have knowledge and wisdom, you don't need a lot of these people because they're literally a shining light. And throughout history, at any one point, maybe there have been like five people at any point in history at the same time. We want to generate 5,000 of these people. We want to have leaders. We want to have curriculum. Well, we've done all that. We have our own infrastructure. And that is the most important solution we have. We teach people to get to wisdom. If you want to be a dumb fuck, then please go elsewhere. And that's a technical term, okay? Follow these morons. Ask questions about what does Tulsi Gabbard think? What does Tucker Carlson think? What do you think about that? Okay? Because that's what they want you to do. What do you think about Sadhguru? These people are charlatans. Bernie Sanders is going to build a movement. The guy's never held a fucking job. Booby Kennedy, heroin addict. Tucker Carlson, CIA, you know, child. You know, this guy used to eat maggots. Joe Rogan. Seriously, these people are nuts. But yet, they're given, they're elevated to very high levels, as though they, you should even ask who they are. The level of idiocy. You should ask, what are you going to do? You see, so these are the real grifters. And this is what leads people to ignorance. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to be a dumb fuck? Or do you want to break this ignorance? Seriously, this is what it really comes down to. Because I'm going to share with you that we've actually solved the fucking problems of the world. We really have. We understand how to get you out of this enslavement. You have to understand system science. Where do you get it? Well, guess what? You don't need to spend $250,000 and go to MIT. You can get it right here. So it's unfortunate sometimes when you make things so easy for people, they don't value it. So those of you who don't value it, we'll have a button on here where we'll just charge you more money and then you will. Okay. Suresh can implement that. If you say, I don't value this, then it's not $100. It's going to be $100,000. And then you say, ooh, yeah, I paid a lot of money. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's what the society does to people because, and that's why teachers after a while, and I'm seeing it in my own, we get very, very impatient. We don't really want to fuck around with idiots. We really don't, because you just want to work with good students. And I understand now with some of the greatest teachers I worked, they were not angry people, but they wanted good students. They had very little impatience for stupid people, because you know one good student can really affect billions of people's lives. And you don't want to waste your time with stupid people. And I don't either. So we've built an organizational structure where I get to work with some of the best people now. And my job is in 1 year, I don't need to be involved. This movement will become a self-organizing system. That's the path that we're on. Okay? And the movement cannot be dependent on an individual. It must be dependent on the knowledge itself and the community of others. So you will learn wisdom, but you're going to have to let go of the old way of thinking. You're going to have to reflect on even the questions that you ask. Where do those questions come from? Okay. And when you do, get involved, because this knowledge will deliver you wisdom, and it really will. And the knowledge that we've organized here, you cannot get in churches. You cannot get in religious institutions. You cannot get it in political theory, and you cannot, get it from personal growth movements. This is a completely foundational body of knowledge. Your Bible will not give you this knowledge. I'm sorry, it's a good book, but it's not going to give you this knowledge. Anthony Robbins ain't going to give you this knowledge. And political theory, Karl Marx or Lenin or classical liberalism or Nietzsche or Socrates will not give you this knowledge. Sorry. This knowledge is foundational knowledge of about every system works in the universe, and we've made it accessible to everyone. It is really the tip of the spear of knowledge. So learn it. It's like a gem that's been given to you. But we don't want to throw pearls to swine because it's just a waste of time. So our movement solution is based on identifying good people, getting rid of people who, frankly, dishonor this knowledge, because we are building a very powerful movement, and the movement can be only made up of the sum of the parts. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. We have to find good people, sincere people. People are willing to be courageous and call out the morons. You know, particularly the morons on social media, the influencers, very, very subtle people who steal our content, but never will tell people to build a movement. And that takes a great deal of courage and wisdom to do that. It's like a very detail-oriented person. Oh, well, Mike Adams says some good shit. Yeah, but he's full of shit. He misleads people intentionally. It doesn't matter what they say. So we know the obvious establishment. We know the not so obvious establishment. We're seeing these interesting characters come who steal our content. So that's why I don't do a lot of videos anymore. We do them here. And then you guys can talk about it. This movement is going to be built bottoms up. I've done videos for about 50 lifetimes. I don't need to do any more videos. There's enough content out there. You guys should be taking this movement out. You guys should be inviting people to the orientation. This movement cannot be dependent on me. It has to be dependent on you. And that's the transition we're doing. All you guys who come here, you should each be bringing 5 or 10 people every week. Go do that work. Okay, I've brought millions of people, okay? So it's time for you guys to do that work, okay? Do it. So Truth Freedom Health is a staff of the movement. You learn system science, you learn history, it's a curriculum. You have to go deeper and learn it, not just once. You have to get on the ground, communicate with people. You have to learn how to articulate this in a practical way. We teach people one fundamental thing, the notion of a bottoms-up movement that must be built independently. It's a very deep concept. 90% of people don't even understand what I just said. What is a bottoms-up movement? What does it mean to be building an independent movement? You see? So you got to get that in your bones. The other thing you have to understand is that it doesn't matter about quantity. It's about quality of people. As I talked about last week, we had a very interesting gentleman, a very nice guy. You know, by the way, once every week, all the leaders here hold online meetings. And once a month, they gather together in a regional area. If you're a leader, you should be doing that, or a leader in training, okay? Because we want people to build community. But one guy came and he said, Dr. Shiva, I like your content. Why aren't there millions of people here at this meeting? And I said, you're asking an ignorant question. What you should ask is, what are you doing? What are you doing to raise your consciousness to understand this? Because when you understand this, you'll send a wave out in your community just from your understanding this knowledge. There's a article that just came out in this magazine called The American Scientist. I don't know if you can see this. It's called The Rise of Consciousness. It's a review of all the ways, from a materialistic way, how consciousness developed. And what they conclude is your thoughts that you think are independent thoughts are actually not even coming from you. Quite fascinating. There's something that occurs before even the thought that you have. And it could be that we're all interconnected in the ether in a profound way that we don't even know. That means when one individual raises their consciousness, they move information, matter, and energy. This is why historically they've been, maybe one wise person at a time in history, right? we have unraveled how to gain that wisdom so we can have more than just one person. This is why I say this is not a spiritual movement. This is not a political movement. This is not a personal growth movement. It's beyond all of those. It's much more deeper. So you start with system science. Study it. I don't know how many new people are here. You know, get involved right away. You're wasting time if you don't. That's the first solution, the foundation, truth, freedom, health. Okay. Now, it is one thing to be political, get on the ground and expose things. All these things are important, very, very important. But one of the things you recognize is that those in power are never going to solve the foundational issues of human liberation. They don't really want to end exploitation. Everything they do is a distraction. A very good friend of mine who was over for dinner yesterday, very interesting guy. He, for privacy reasons, but he's very quiet, very humble guy, but he really understands the dynamics of economy, all the ways how the economy works. He actually, you know, regularly meets with the secretary, treasury, whatever, secretary of treasury, right? Banks, you know, but he does it from an engineering approach. And his conclusion is that all this stuff that Elon Musk is doing, this Doge, all this shit, right, is all just nothing. It's just distraction. The big issues are, you know, money supply, inflation, you see, the trillions of dollars. All this stuff that you see happening over here that Trump's doing is just pure fucking theater. None of the stuff that Trump will do will ever get implemented. The next administration will come in. So they just do this shit over here, hand waving. But over here, the elites just move, plow forward. It doesn't matter who's going on. It's just drama that they do to get working people fighting among each other. Because I had a bunch of other guys over, and one guy was saying, oh my God, Trump is doing this. The other guy was saying, oh my God, Trump's doing this. They're a bunch of liberals, you know, from my MIT days. They're all intensely thinking that Trump is some antagonist and Bernie's their savior. You see? It's all bullshit. It's all just theater. They will do what they need to do. And all of this is just a distraction. It's minuscule what the stuff they do affects anyone. Because 4 years later, the next thing will occur. The next drama. And the next drama. The next drama. You have to be really, frankly, dumb to get involved in any of this shit. It's like if you ever sit down and meditate, all these distractions come and you get involved in that. You don't focus on your goal, what we need to do here and now. That's what this movement does. It gets you focused and it separates the wheat from the chaff in your mind, what's bullshit and what's real. And that takes, and in the world that we live in, it's very hard for people to do that. So many distractions. This is why it's important that if you really want to, if there's other people that you know that are trying to figure it out, bring them here. You're doing them a service. So that's the first solution, a powerful curriculum, an educational movement, you know, a discipline framework. Every Thursdays we meet, every Saturdays we have our leadership meeting, every Wednesdays there's weekly online meetings all over the world, individual communities, once a month. I mean, we've created a whole program here. It's better than church, okay? I think so, okay? Bring some of your church leaders here because they need this education, okay? They need to re-understand what Christ really talked about if you're in the Christian or if you're a Hindu, okay? What the real rishis really talked about because they really are disconnected from all of it. So we have that core. But we also recognize that people are suffering right now. People are eating food that's crap. People are taking pharmaceutical medicines that are killing them. People don't know what to do for their health. They're total confusion. There's actual suffering taking place. We would be essentially armchair intellectuals or armchair activists. We're sitting over here talking about you know, save yourself. That's all good, okay? But we have to provide solutions here now to be taken seriously, don't we? Right? Because we have to deal with the realities of there's somebody who has ALS, somebody has diabetes, somebody, you know, doesn't know which direction to go in. Somebody needs to make decisions on where to get food. So we have very powerful solutions for that. Every solution we have, including this movement, is run by volunteers. It's built bottoms up by the people for the people. There's no other movement that has that core and solutions. And every one of you can be the deliverers of those solutions. So we've created this platform. We've enabled you to actually do the noble service of delivering those solutions, okay? So one of those solutions is clean food certified. You know, you may have seen certain products out there with our clean symbol, okay? And clean and raw. So we, our movement has created the seal for clean. You will see products out there with the clean seal on it, okay? And those products with certified raw or clean are products that must be safely produced, minimally processed, and high bioavailability of nutrients. This standard was developed bottoms up by the people for the people, okay? And we certify through a very scientific process the entire nature of food. Is it conscious? Is it living? Is it ethically created? Is it active? Is it nourishing? That's clean. The government doesn't own the certification. We do. And what's happened is we promised in 2025 we would get these solutions out there. So it's really cool to see our warrior scholars. Anyone here can take these solutions to your neighborhoods. We were just on the phone with a call with a very nice guy who came to our meeting. He's a owner of a restaurant, one of the most popular restaurants in South Jersey, which does seafood. And we are going to be certifying restaurants, the restaurant owners who understand what it means to produce clean food and the ingredients that they use. You can certify products with this. But think about what I'm saying. You, Doris Dabish, can certify products. Marianne can. We, the people, will help determine what is a clean product using a very powerful scientific framework, better than organic, better than non-GMO alone. So when something is certified clean, you know that it was produced safely, it's non-GMO, bioavailability of nutrients. Think about what we're doing. Should we wait for Booby fucking Kennedy? We don't have to wait for the USDA. We own this seal. Powerful solution. And every one of you here can tell people about it. Suresh and Andrew, I don't know if you have the cards, right? Once you become a warrior scholar, we have cards. Do you want to share it, Suresh or Andrew?
Yeah.
So we have just a clean card. So you can download these cards. You can go to your neighborhood. You can hand them out to people. You can invite them to teach them how to get their products, get their restaurant. You may come up with new areas. A local farmer is making eggs. We will certify them. Notice what I mean. We, not the USDA. We, the people, certify them. How's that? Isn't that revolutionary? We are the food inspectors. Not the government, not some agency, we the people. So clean food certified. We own the seal. We have an app that's coming out that can be consumer based. So if you go on our dashboard, those of you who become warrior scholars, you can get the clean food card. And Suresh, you can bring that up. And we have solution cards, you say? Can you bring the card up, Suresh? So you have a flyer. Yeah, there's a card right there on the left. So you can go to a local restaurant local food manufacturer, local farm. You can say, look, you can get clean certified. People want clean food. By the way, people are willing to pay 35% to 85% more if they know that the food is good. So you want inflation. If you're a business, you want good people. It's not like people don't want to pay more. People just want clean food. They just don't want to be hijacked playing for crap. And then on the back of the card, we have, you know, what's going on with the clean food movement. People can scan it. They can go to the website and they can set up a free consultation. We teach people how to get their organization clean certified, products, et cetera. Think about the profound thing. You guys can do it right now. Right now. So don't tell me, oh, well, the food sucks and this sucks. I don't know. You can help right now. Right now. You don't have to wait for the government. You don't have to wait for Trump. We, the people, can do it. Solution number two. And it's a systems approach to clean. Looking at the food, how it was produced, the sourcing of it, did they destroy the food? Did they ruin all the nutrients? It's a whole systems-based approach to food. We, the people, own this seal. And there's a flyer that goes with it, right? You can hand out the flyer, go on a street corner, go find businesses. This tells you that, you know, the wellness industry is a $1.3 trillion industry. People are willing to pay more for clean. You can help be the enabler in your own local areas to make this happen. It's a solution. It's here. Not tomorrow. We don't have to wait for Congress. We don't have to wait for politicians. We have it right here, wherever you are in the world. Okay. That was solution number two. Thanks, Suresh. The third solution is, so now you have clean food, but the reality is there's 10 to the power of 36. That's 10 with 36 zeros. That's the number of chemicals that are naturally occurring in nature. 10 to the power of 36. Now, don't you think if we could understand those compounds and mix them properly, that we could actually solve every disease? Pharmaceutical companies create a synthetic compound. And then using that synthetic compound, it gets injected into you or swallowed into you, whatever you want to do. And it affects some chemical reactions in your body, but it creates a lot of side effects because it's only one compound. And they give a lot of it. I was just on the phone with an anesthesiologist. I don't know if she's here. She may have come today. Her name is Dr. Anna. But, you know, she's been fighting the medical establishment because she found out, I think, Abilify by AbbVie. It's a drug that they do for anti-anxiety medication. When this drug came on the market, this is up in Canada, by the way. Glenn, you should meet this woman, okay? She found out that all over Canada, Canada only has 33 million people, but 40% of people, young people, are now branded as psychotic, schizophrenic, mental disorders. It's a huge amount. And everyone is thrown into that pile so they can pummel this drug out there. The drug itself is a drug that's injected. It goes into your muscle tissue and then it leaks out slowly. And it's a massive marketing campaign's being done. And she said, you know, people think I'm crazy because I'm exposing this drug. It's affecting a lot of people. So we said, you know what? We have cytosol. We can actually show how the mechanistically how this drug works. So we have a technology. We own it. We the people, okay, that can look at the body, understand the chemical reactions, the complexity of those chemical reactions, frame it, and understand what happens when you take something or multiple things and how it'll affect an outcome without killing animals. That's cytosol. It's radical. It's way beyond AI. AI is actually quite stupid. AI is just a computer that takes past knowledge. This actually discovers new knowledge by looking at pieces of scientific truth, which are called chemical equations. Who owns it? We own it. I didn't sell it out, guys. Using this framework, took over the last 20 years, since 2003, it's been 22 years, developing it, publishing it, validating it. We have a platform that can blow away big pharma. We own it. So let me show you some of that so it becomes real to you. Again, this is solution number three, cytosol, okay? So you can go to cytosol.com. It's a platform, okay? And with this platform, we're going after every disease on the planet, okay? Every disease. Now, when this was right after I did my PhD thesis, I had to publish it. But cytosol is a computational method for looking at chemical reactions in your body. This is an example. It's called a molecular pathway. This is a small one. And throughout the world, all, you know, every day, little chemical equations are being discovered. These little chemical reactions, they're a little piece of truth. We're able to, with cytosol, combine all those pieces of truth, compute them, and find out the reality. Is this true? Well, this is the first paper I published. It took us 5 years to get this out there because it was so radical. I had to do all the math. This was for my PhD work. Here's a very complex pathway. And we had to show that with cytosol, we would get the same answer as them doing it, you know, other ways. And we did. The bottom line is this technology helps us model very complex chemical reactions in the body, systems of reactions. Okay. So this is quite powerful. Now we've used it to go after leukemia. How much were we funded? Zero. $0. American Cancer Research Institute raises billions. And we were the first to build the first molecular systems architecture of leukemia. I don't know anything about leukemia, but our technology was able to put every reaction we have. And now this will then be modeled, and we're going to start figuring out solutions to fight leukemia. And guess what? When we figure out those solutions, you guys can help them get it out directly to people. Why the fuck do we need big academia? Why do we need big pharma? We, the people, take our solutions out. But this is what we've done. And this is just one example. This is another example of what we did with periodontal disease. Completely different disease, same process. And this was published in one of the leading journals in dentistry. I just went from cancer to, you know, periodontal disease, gum disease. Same thing. And we're now starting. So we see, we take a systems approach. We don't just look at, oh, this or this. We take the whole mouth. And then we've mapped out every molecular pathway. How much were we funded for this? Zero. Zero. Okay. And I don't know if I have the Nature paper here. Yeah, let me bring up the Nature one. And then just recently, last week, we published a pretty big paper on this took us about 8 years because we don't, you know, suck Zionist cock. So we have to actually do the work and get our papers actually on merit. Okay. We don't hang around with the Natures. We don't bang the editor of the magazines. And by the way, that actually does go on. Okay. In academia, believe it or not. Okay. Or you drink with the right people. Seriously. This is hard work that we did. It took us 8 years to get this published, but it's the first paper showing many other cells are involved in leukemia. And we found the targets. And guess what? We've already built a protocol. If you know people with ALS and within the next 90 days, you can help assess how their level of ALS. We are going to be building solutions, combination therapies that you can deliver. This is ALS as never before modeled, okay? So think about what we're doing here. Do you understand what we're doing? We're literally taking major diseases with no government funding, no academic funding, no billions of dollars. We're going after them. We're going to figure out solutions, the protocols. How do you deliver this? Well, you guys can deliver it. You, anyone here. How do you deliver it? Well, the fourth solution we have is systems health. You know, I have to, tomorrow morning, the next 3 days, I'm going to be teaching our systems health course. But we relaunched this, but Truth Freedom Health is a foundation of this, but systems health applies systems principles to health education. I can teach you anatomy of the body from a systems approach. I taught this many years ago, and then we relaunched it for our Truth Freedom Health Warriors, and it's a complete institution. You can go and you can become a master's, you can get a master's in systems health. It's a pretty powerful program. We priced it really high for people who are in the new age community. If you become a warrior scholar, you get a scholarship. If you serve and learn, you get nearly a $20,000 scholarship and you can pay as you go. Okay? We made it very accessible. And this curriculum involves three self-paced courses where you learn foundations of systems health, all different types of modalities like acupuncture, all that, a whole bunch of different herbs. And then three live courses tomorrow morning from 8 to probably be like 5 p.m. I'm going to teach a systems anatomy course. Your body, your system. How you can actually become your own sustainable business doing systems health education. Health education is going to be a $270 billion industry. 90% of that is going to be take vaccines, wear masks. We're going to be the real systems health, the real health educators. And then we have laboratories. And then we have ongoing training. Okay? So think about what we've done. We created our own institute for health education. So in summary, we have systems health. This will be our army of health educators. We have Cytosol. We have clean food. And we have Truth Freedom Health. We got nothing to fear. There's no hope here. We actually have real, tangible solutions. The issue is, do you want to get off your butt and do the work? That's pretty much it. So it's a very exciting time to be alive because in every country in the world right now, all you see the complete implosion of either one wing of the establishment, and it's all become a uniparty right now. Elon Trump Inc. in the United States, right? There is no opposition anymore. We, our movement is not only the only real opposition, but we have real solutions. So we have to be very careful on finding good people who want to be serious, want to go through this curriculum, want to learn and go out on the ground and, you know, deliver solutions to people. So for example, for diabetes, we're going to have a paper coming out on diabetes very soon. We mapped out, and some of you may know what stem cells are. We just got in a very leading journal, our stem cell paper that's been in work for almost, 9 years. So things are really blossoming for our movement. So we are very careful and very upfront. We want to set expectations. We want good people to join this movement. And you can join at various levels. Some people may just want to hand out cards. That's great. Some people may want to become leaders. That's great. Some people may want to become local leaders. You can participate in varying levels, but you have to learn the core knowledge. So in summary, four solutions: Truth Freedom Health, the science of systems, clean food certified, systems health, Cytosol, medicine by the people for the people, that's Cytosol slogan. Health education by the people for the people, that's systems health. Clean food by the people for the people. We do it, guys. And these are very powerful technology, educational platforms. Who else has anything close to this? And everyone on this call has worked for their, you know, per or still works. There's no other movement like this. Where's the movement where working people are meeting until 10:17 p.m. at night? Delio's organizing law enforcement people, right? Delio, we're gonna, a couple of weeks, we're gonna do a thing educating them on how to fight mandates still. We are doing God's work. And we have actual tangible solutions. It was our movement that saved over 100 million people lives during 2020. We're the ones who came up with the vitamin D3, quercetin, zinc protocol. You look at our history, we've always done the right thing at the right time. So go bring people to this movement. Go bring three people to the orientation. Drag them by the ear. All your friends who talk a big game, tell them to get the fuck over here. Or don't waste your time with them because they're not serious, you see? Because we actually have tangible solutions to move the needle and to help people individually and societally. So it's really up to you guys. But work on yourself. Go through the curriculum. Learn it. Study this material. You know, strengthen yourselves. And the last thing I want to leave everyone with is the following. You know, everyone's, you know, you see so many videos, guys pumping weights, getting strong and, you know, drinking this, drinking that. Have you ever wondered, ask these people, like, so why are you getting healthy? Like, what's your purpose of getting healthy? Like, why do you want to be healthy? And they actually have no purpose. In the original tradition, you were supposed to get healthy and take care of your body so you could do the noble service of fighting evil. You're supposed to be strong mentally and emotionally so you could do the noble service of fighting evil. You weren't supposed to just get healthy for the sake of being healthy and showing off your muscles or showing off your ass. But that's what people are doing. You were supposed to get strong and healthy to be of noble service. Truth, freedom, health. Yeah, get healthy. You want to get healthy to fight for freedom so you could get to truth. Because without truth, you can't find real health. You see, truth, freedom, health. There's no and. Truth, freedom, health. Transport, conversion, storage. Vata, pitta, kapha. It is the foundation of how the universe operates. Our movement is based on foundational science that's anchored way deep into the universe, the roots of the universe. You can't shake us because it's pure truth. It's pure freedom. It's pure health. So I hope all of you are new. Welcome. You know, get involved. Those of you who sometimes come and go, I got to tell you, you guys got to get your shit together because you guys actually know a lot. You know how much our movement has done. It's sort of parasitic to go in and out. Get your shit together and put 20 minutes a day in. There's a number of people going through leadership training. And so 2025 is going to be a phenomenal year for our movement because we are already with this, the solutions, we're already hitting the ground. And we're doing it globally. We had a guy, one of our warriors introduced us to a guy. He works in Peru. There's a root vegetable called maca, which is very powerful things for, you know, balancing the HPA axis. Well, the European Union is trying to ban maca. And we're going to come in and do the science to help them. 2 weeks ago, it was the New Zealand Parliament, which invited me to give the expert testimony on how genetically engineered foods will destroy, you know, the environment there. But we have the science, you see, because we spent 7 years doing the science. We blew away the parliamentarians. They said this was the best presentation. The level we operate at, the solutions we have is at a world-class level. So we want to find people who honor the work we've done, honor themselves, get their shit together, and work to build this movement and grow this movement. Thank you. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a 4-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing,
There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.